The question was, how could we influence the government to recognize LDN and promote research in it and its use? And we had a few ideas. One was we could directly attempt to lobby the NIH for a study as citizens and professionals who are concerned about it. Two was maybe a little more creative. The idea was that we would attempt to single out Congress people whose family members were suffering from conditions that can be helped with LDN and contact them directly and plead our case to them about how effective this can be and how it might help their families and get them involved, and perhaps then they would make the effort to move the government to do some research and make it more available. And then we also had sort of the similar idea about contacting celebrities who are concerned with these conditions. Dr. Crowley mentioned Bono, who's so concerned about Africa and HIV/AIDS there, and contact him or similar, you know, major prominent people who are concerned about these issues and tell them the LDN story and get them involved in trying to promote research on it and raise, you know, prominence of the issue.
Great. Thank you so much. Let's applaud for Andrew and Team One. Team number two, team captain, come right up. The amazing Saini Nafo. Let's applaud for him. Yeah.
Right. Well, with the clinical trial we're doing in Mali, we already have international organization. I mean, WHO knows about LDN now. They're not interested, but they know about it. UNAIDS does. The government of Mali does. The government of Chad, because I was also looking to work with them, does. And in terms of other international government bodies, we believe that if we have a successful clinical trial, we have African Union and West African Economic Organization. So, but with the African Union, well, you have all of Africa. And then, because in terms of international, if we look at LDN use internationally, well, I think it's HIV/AIDS which is going to get LDN as far, you know, in terms of what we can do with LDN.
So, what
we have to do right now?
Yeah, what are the new ideas your group came up with?
People talked about some stars, Bono, Oprah, whatever, you know. So, yeah, why not? But then, in terms of financing, I'm sure if I get the financing and do the trial, after the trial, I personally can contact everybody almost in Africa and in Guinea, I mean the politician, pretty much all the politicians in Africa or in the West. So, but then I really need to have some scientific, to back it up, some scientific fact, meaning the clinical trial. I can call Nelson Mandela today, but I need a clinical trial to back this up. I can't just tell him, well, I can tell him, well, we're doing this, and if it works, I know he'll come on board. So we have to do this before we really can go out and talk to everybody. This is why we tried to talk to WHO and UNAIDS. Because if from the beginning they know we're doing a trial, and governments, they would want to call WHO and ask them before they accept a new treatment, they would want to know, because they're the world standard in health, what do you think about this? Then they would say, well, this is safe, we've worked with them, it's a nice trial. You can try this. It works. Then easily countries can follow up with
Great.
It.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Team captain from team number three, come right up. That's a great idea. So if folks could just remind us what your team question was before you present, that would be great.
Our question was,
Juju, can you help her put that up? Thanks.
Our question was business and How do you get in touch with
please take a mic.
Sorry, hi. How to get in touch with the right kind of organization to get it distributed in some way and possibly for profit, but I don't think our business group was very profit-focused. Our wish list is that someone like Bill Gates or maybe Time Warner would package it first with their employees in mind, like they've given the company a gym, now they're giving them like some sort of soma to make them feel good, to enhance their well-being, because we thought potential markets who would benefit, and we wrote down all these ideas, you know, all the diseases, and then enhanced well-being, and athletics might be impacted, athletes. But then we thought maybe Umbrella of the World Who could do something. That didn't sound very good. And then we thought a generic pharmaceutical company, like we were talking about Cipla in India, could make it, and then, but we'd have to assure that the product is good, and they'd have to pass some sort of ANDA thing, to some pre-FDA thing, I don't know. And then, what is it called? Oh, IND thing. That's not like getting it FDA approved, that's like getting it other than FDA approved, I don't know. The other thing we thought, okay, if you had a company in America, a pharmaceutical company, make it here, they're so beholden to their shareholders that is there some, like the guy at Cipla, he's sort of private in India, is there some sort of private pharmaceutical company here? So they wouldn't be so profit-driven. Right. Profit-con.
Thank you. You can take your sheets with you. Oh. Team number four, Captain, come right up.
Is this working? Hi. Chuck Sadin here. Houston, Texas.
Remind us of your question.
Yes. What potential avenues and new approaches can you envision toward raising funds for a clinical trial of LDN? What are ways to creatively network with and approach individuals of wealth, large foundations, society, champion those with certain diseases as well as other potential sources? We have two categories here, most creative and most effective. Most creative came down to networking within those connected to LDN. It seems like we're the ones that want the most out of this, and we really need to work at networking with LDN, and in tandem with that, some of the other ideas of how we can network with those within the LDN world. Number one is Charity VARS. VARS stands for a value-added reseller. Obviously, the money is in business. The money is in small business. Big businesses, it's like playing the lottery. Go after the small businesses, and you might find someone who needs a write-off, okay, like I do. So. But how, in my particular instance, we set up restaurants all over the country, and we make about a nickel a transaction on that thing. Okay, it's no big deal to give 2-3 cents per transaction to the foundation. And everyone knows business owners and where you could give it all to them, and we could set up the work and get a lot of people involved. You have things like You Promise out there attached to your gas, you know, all sorts of different things, and it works the same way that creates a residual income for you and builds it. But it's not just my business. There's a lot of different businesses where people will be willing to contribute to that. Also, the sale of the LDN manual. We're going to print copies of that, and of course we're going to network within the LDN community to try to get donations to raise funds for that. And also take, for example, if we get a lump sum, I've talked to her about that and going to help out with that. And we're going to have some copies where we might be able to, you know, gamble a little bit where we send it to a company and say, here, we need help with this by sending out a manual.
Last one.
Okay. And then, of course, individual contact. The one thing that we can really do in the LDO world, everybody knows one money person, best contact. It does. You all have somebody in mind. It's just a matter of saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to contact this person. I'm going to work to get to this person. And we really need to commit to contacting your number one objective. And if we all shoot for that number one person to help us out, I think we're going to come a long way with some money.
Team number five, team captain. These are the pioneers who made it to the other room and came back alive. Tell us your question. What was the question?
Our question had to do with media involvement. So the question was, what can you do to increase the level of media awareness and knowledge of LDN and the conditions that it may be able to treat? We had several ideas, as did other teams. We talked also about celebrity participation. A couple of names came up, such as Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who does a health segment on CNN. And we talked about Neil Cavuto, Montel Williams, and I think Jackie maybe had another name as well.
Beverly Sills.
Beverly Sills. That's right. That's right. So we have a couple celebrity ideas there. I'm aware of the fact that there's a website somewhere showing famous people that have MS, and I don't know. I haven't seen that website in a... Okay. So that would perhaps be a good place to look. Another idea that we came up with, I'll just go over the ideas. We kind of voted to the top in the interest of time. We talked about news magazines, the health editors of those news magazines. So these would be people like Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, you know, possibly the Economist in the U.K., magazines of that nature. And then the last one we came up with that we voted to the top is we talked about the Black and Latino community outlets. These communities are often neglected by mainstream healthcare provider outlets, and these people are potentially having to confront some of the types of diseases and conditions that LDN could be helpful for, and they would probably be very attentive or interested, especially in a therapy or potential therapy that's lower cost than some of the existing approaches that are being used. And we came up with a couple of names of people who might be able to contact that community. We came up with Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter as potential avenues.
Thanks, Rob. And I should mention that team number five had a celebrity participant. Jackie Young is here today, who's Dr. Bihari's partner. Do you want to stand up, Jackie? Yeah. So team number six. Look at this. They created a whole new flip chart to report out. These guys are organized.
Everybody in the group was a facilitator. I was probably the worst among them. Our basic notion was it was.
Tell us your question first.
Our question was how could we promote support future clinical trials for LDN. We didn't stop at clinical trials, but with respect to clinical trials, we had a pretty coherent agenda that developed between us. We basically would build a research network to do that. The research meeting that I convened yesterday was part of that. That was of actual researchers themselves. So that's one level of that, and two of those researchers were in this group. So then we said basically we would need to... A two-step process would involve collecting case studies... Disease-specific, according to particular disease tracks, such as fibromyalgia, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, multiple sclerosis, and AIDS, and various kinds of cancer, specific diseases, and then locate appropriate researchers already researching those diseases who could be impressed by those clinical case studies that would be properly organized. We would design a protocol so that those would be generalizable, that those would be uniform. And then we would have to have centralized collection points where those case studies would be collected. I believe you suggested that we could also put the protocols on the internet so that more doctors could be attracted to that. We might have to adapt the format for case studies might have to be adapted to different countries, such as in Africa, where they're not going to be doing MRIs and CAT scans and things like that, but they might have other criteria for choosing. Did you have anything to add?
It was Dr. Gironi who said that clinical case studies collected via a form, as long as it's supplied by the clinician, then it's valid data. Like the stuff I collected wasn't, because there was no clinician backing that. So if there's any medical person out there that wants to send me a form, the questions that you need answered that are disease specific, and that also, you know, match the environment where that information can be collected, because in Africa, Ernest points out, they don't have MRI machines on every street corner. So that would be the specific action point, but I could facilitate that where the data gets input on the internet, and then the central collection point, Marianne, who's involved in R&D, I would need some help on, you know, where does this information go? But I could at least collect it and then get it to the people that could analyze it. And then these are the pre-staging ideas or necessary steps before the clinical trials can even begin. They won't begin without, number one, clinical data, and number two, basic research.
Thank you both very much. Are you almost done?
We have a little bit of need for money, as I heard that being mentioned. Dr. Sassadori in Italy is willing to do the beta endorphin studies of blood samples that are sent to her. My own three samples for my daughter were going to cost me $900 to send, so I was a little upset by that. But then the pathologist who was in charge of the hospital lab paid it herself, or she has behind my back paid for it herself. But I think we can't count on that in every case. We may need to be able to raise perhaps as much as $500 a person for case study blood collection in order to have that kind of standardized data.
All right, let's thank Team 6. And Team number 7.
Hello, I'm Vita De Arce, and I'm the team leader of team number 7.
What was your question?
Our question is on a charity, how forming a charity or making a charity more effective can help with getting clinical trials about. And has been mentioned before, media as a tool, but you'd mentioned an idea relevant to the media, not just using them as a tool, but bringing up something that can reach people's hearts. And we noticed that since MS is primarily an adult disease, it's a lot harder than with something where you have kids, because kids have a universal appeal. So maybe thinking about trying to get a broad base, something that and marketing it in or having stories that show that can really reach to people's hearts. The other was having a regular committee with a focus for contacting businesses and product placement in a way, I was thinking of Children International and about Schmidt, and how that was the first time I really thought of Children International as a really legitimate foundation. The movie about Schmidt.
Yeah.
And the product placement of Children International in that movie made me much more likely to consider donating to that than just the commercials or the propaganda I got alone.
We need LDN product placed in a major Hollywood film.
Yeah.
I think that would help.
Yeah. and research other nonprofits that are similar to try to see what are their successful strategies and how we can join forces to move all of to take advantage of the huge number of diseases and number of foundations that are out there and bring together a network. I know there's a software program that you can actually use to help you run clinical trials through a secure internet that can let you have people from multiple places and multiple foundations or whatever and scientists to be able to all be able to connect without breaching patient confidentiality to the
same. Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Team 7. So before we close, and before I pass the ball back to Dr. Gluck, I'm just going to say a couple more words. One is, what happened to Team 8? You're probably all wondering. Team 8 had no one in it, and the theme for Team 8 is organizing, brainstorming ways to keep the LDN activist community connected and engaged through email, web, live events, etc. Let me just say, you're pointing at me like, oh, that's me. Yeah, I was really hoping that there'd be others who would like to step up and be in this role that we have been in and that some others have been in over the past years. And I'm so thankful there are others aside from the two of us, and we've heard some of them speak today. Particularly the issue of live events, because my father has said to me, this is the last LDN conference that he wants to organize. So if there's anyone here who has some energy and thinks, gee, we should do this more than once, definitely talk with me and we'll try to keep the ball rolling and maybe do another one of these next year. So let me know. The other thing I want to say is those of you who are team captains and would like to keep the ball rolling on your theme beyond this conference, give me your pink sheet before you leave with your name, email, and phone number, and I will stay connected with you, and maybe we'll connect each other and try to move some of these initiatives forward beyond this conference. Why don't you applaud for yourselves for doing a good job with this activity?